Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show underway for Monday, September 16th at 9:18, brought to you by Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi. Signature blend medium roast is what we always have every morning here at the Radio Ranch, and I'm on my third cup. Yes, I'm over-caffeinated today. You can also get decaf, but I still don't understand why. French roast, Highlander grog, extreme blend, Kona blend, Colombian supreme, whatever you want, Harvest Ridge has a coffee for you, delivered fresh to assure you a rich, sophisticated, delicious coffee experience. Get it at the Radio Ranch like we do at your office, or buy it at your local convenience store. Brew some up at home. Wherever you enjoy Harvest Ridge Coffee, you will have a great day, I'm sure. Okay. Two guests today to help us along. We've got Jillian Starman, who is here, and Marla Willard with the Covered Bottoms Diaper Bank. They have a big event that is coming up on next Wednesday, September 25th, from 10 to 6 at Sam's Club in Quincy, where they're asking for donations of diapers, newborn to size 6, wipes, or a financial contribution, of course. So let's start with Marla Willard. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in Covered Bottoms Diaper Bank.
Sure. Thank you, Mary, for just the opportunity to be here and share about Covered Bottoms Diaper Bank. I am actually the director of another nonprofit here in town, and I think my involvement with the Diaper Bank really came through some donations of diapers that we received, 10 to 15 years ago from Heroes Cares down in St. Louis. They had received a huge semi-load of diapers, and they were wanting to try to distribute them through the region, hopefully to catch some of those veterans' families or military families. But we brought them back here, and we kind of aligned ourselves a little bit with Madonna House. I'm sure you remember Madonna House, and they had a diaper depot. So anything that we couldn't distribute to some of our partner agencies that we work with went to the diaper depot. And then when they made that difficult decision to close their doors a few years ago, our partner agencies really didn't have a place to send families to get diapers. So our thought was, we need to create something here because we have a lot of agencies working with families that have multiple challenges, and finances being one of those. And just so through the partnership of agencies that are part of the AOK network out of the health department, we began meeting really back in 2019 just to kind of figure out how we make this happen, how we can make it work. We learned a lot from a diaper bank in Galesburg, and they were very helpful in giving us some tips and really gave us all kinds of information and help, including, you know, just ways to manage orders and deliveries and all that type of thing. So we became a 501c3 in 2020, and it's been going strong ever since. I think we've given out just under 500,000 diapers in that amount of time, little over 480 some thousand. So
yeah,
that's a lot of diapers, and we've covered a lot of bottoms.
486,674, but who's counting?
Right.
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 And Jillian Starman, what is your involvement with Covered Bottoms?
Well, just over a year ago, Covered Bottoms came to an organization that I'm part of and presented, and I had never heard of them before. And one of the things they were looking for was some new board members. And so I got together with them, and I've been on the board now for, I think it was February, March was my first meeting. So I've raised my kids already, so I don't have bottoms to cover, but realized that there is a need in the community, and they need some leadership with this, so I've joined them and helping them put together the information that they need. We did have recently we sent out information about a position. This is our first paid position that we have coming up. So we have a part-time position for somebody to help with events and making sure when our big truck comes in and we have diapers to unload that somebody's organizing the folks to do that. And even though the folks that do show up and do this, I mean, they have a system. They're really good at bringing in and wrapping these, because we take a semi-truck and unload it and then rewrap them into 25 packets of 25 diapers each. And then those get distributed to all of our partner agencies.
It is a fantastic thing that's been going on now for several years, really more than that, but now under the Covered Bottoms moniker. Let's go back. Marla Willard, let's talk about some facts and figures, because I think one of the things people don't understand is that, well, back in the olden days, I didn't have Pampers. My mom had a cloth diaper, and then my brother had a cloth diaper, and you rinsed them out in the toilet and put them in the bag, and you had to wash them, and, you know. But that was the way it was back in the olden days, as we say. But now, several things. Number one, disposable diapers are so much more sanitary, and if you're going to send your kid to childcare, that is pretty much a requirement that they have the disposable diapers. Some facts and figures provided by Covered Bottoms, and I'll let you comment on these. Diapers are an essential necessity, just as much as food and housing for babies. One in two families experiences unmet diaper needs, meaning they really can't afford enough diapers to keep their babies happy and healthy. Average cost per child is $80 a month for diapers, and of course, food stamps don't cover that. Welfare checks have to be stretched to cover that. Parents sometimes can't go to work or school because they don't have diapers to send their kids to childcare. If you're out, you're out, and they won't accept them without that. So it really has become a very serious, serious issue. So let's start talking about that. I was quite shocked. I learned this a year ago when I first had Covered Bottoms on with Anita Hanke to find out that half of the people in the Quincy area can't afford to buy enough diapers to last through the whole month for their children.
That the national data does say that in the last year, one in every two families struggled or were stressed about, you know, the diaper need that they had because things have gone up everywhere. You know, the cost of food, the cost of fuel, their housing may have stayed the same, but you know that the fuel bill went up, or, you know, the electric bill, all of those things. So those all take a bite out of everyone's income. And even middle-income families, you know, if a child is sick or if somebody can't work a few days because of illness, and we know what COVID did, you know, to families, it makes a difference in, you know, the amount of money there is at the end of the month, and the diaper need is still there. In fact, national research tells us, and I think this came out of Harvard or Yale, but when they did some just some background research in low-income families, they realized that the diaper need is probably about 50 diapers a month. So that's kind of how we, you know, do our packaging and repackaging of diapers. Families can get a couple of bundles of 25 diapers a month from their someone who maybe that they're working with in one of our partner agencies, and that does seem to help get them through the month. So it's a great physical relief for babies, but a big stressor for families when you can't afford what your children truly need, and you have to decide, you know, what's my greatest need this month with what I have left. So we really come along to help with those things. And when you think about for families on fixed income, and whether they're low income or what, you know, diapers can take up to 14% just for one child of the family's income that month.
It's also a health issue. If you're like, well, they're not that wet, or waiting for the dreaded number two until you change. So baby might pee three times, but do you really want to put a new diaper on every time if you're short? So you wait until number two, then you change. Well, okay, but baby has been in the urine-soaked diaper now for however long, and that's not good for their physical health. It's not good for anybody's health in the house because of the germs and bacteria. Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine that parents are making this kind of choice. I've never had kids, haven't been around kids in a long time, and certainly I'm not going to be changing anyone's diaper anytime soon, but except maybe my own, but that's for another day. It really is problematic. If you're not in that demographic, you don't think about it very much. And that's part of the problem. The average person doesn't think about, oh, gee whiz, how would I come up, you know, with $80 a month to pay for diapers? And what would I do if I didn't have that $80 a month? So this is where Covered Bottoms comes in so handily. Are you finding that this is helping when people get this donation of about 25 diapers a month is what you try to give, because that's half the need. You can't fulfill the whole need. You can do about half the need. What are some of the reactions and feedback you're getting from people?
Well, our partner agencies do feel like families, they appreciate it. They are more prone to then have, when there's no stress, they can work on other things. And so our partners are working on a lot of challenges families have. So if you can relieve one stressor, it does so much to help families work on another challenge that may be there, whether it's physical, emotional, any kind of an illness or behavioral health issue that a family might have. That just takes one thing off the plate that they have to deal with or find a way to deal with.
Yeah, the mental health issues for mm-hmm. parents dealing with these struggles. Nobody wants to pay higher taxes for any reason, but I'm kind of wondering why there isn't, I mean, we have WIC that helps us with food for young mothers and families. Why isn't there a diaper subsidy? I mean, it's something you're going to have. There's no child that just is let run feral around without any covering. So I wonder why we haven't adopted to our welfare system the fact that if you have a child, we understand you have to feed them, you have to clothe them, and you have to put a roof over their head. Well, until they're potty trained, you also have to diaper them. Are we behind in our thinking?
Well, we're going to get into politics a little bit, but I try not to do that. But I can tell you that Covered Bottoms Diaper Bank is part of a larger network of the Illinois Coalition of Diaper Banks, and we all are part of the National Diaper Bank Network. So there are a lot of conversations going on at higher levels with legislature, at the federal level, to address some of these, make it at least tax-free, or to start somewhere to be able
to. Tax-free would be good. We've done that with women's hygiene products.
So we're just hoping we can make a dent. I think that part of it is just what things that we're doing today, and Jillian and I talk with people, that it's an awareness just to realize the need is there, and it's not somewhere in a large metropolitan area where there are, huge housing, areas or ghetto areas, that sort of thing. It's happening in our homes here in Quincy and throughout really rural Illinois as well.
The working poor is mm-hmm. very much affecting them. Well, let's get right down to this event, which is coming up on Wednesday, September 25th. It happens to be at Sam's Club, but, that's just one day. A big event, but if you want to contribute, we'll talk about that later on, how you might do that any old time of the day. So who's going to take this on? Jillian, I've never seen you so quiet.
I mean, this is like... Go for it.
Jillian's a great leader in our community. So tell us about the event at Sam's Club on Wednesday.
Yes, we will have a table out at Sam's Club from 10 in the morning until 6 at night. And if you want to purchase the diapers while you're in Sam's and bring them and drop them off, that's great. Preferably, if you give us a cash donation, we can actually stretch those dollars further because of the resources that we have and because we can buy in bulk. The wipes, on the other hand, are a little different. We don't have as much of a break on those, so if you could purchase wipes, preferably those that have no scent in them, that way, if you've got a child who is sensitive, so we're looking for those, and we'd appreciate those. So there again, you're going into Sam's, doing your shopping, getting your groceries. If you could pick up, an extra pack of wipes and drop those off on your way out, that would be greatly appreciated. We calculated out that through our program to sponsor one child for a year costs $100. And like you were saying, with the cost of diapers in the store, it's a lot more than that. And then if you're feeling super generous and you want to donate $5,000, you can sponsor a whole truck and help us to get those out into the community. And currently, we are working in Adams County. But we are also spreading out to look to work with partner agencies in Pike, Adams, and Hancock County.
Well, it's just fantastic. Of course, it's different than a food drive. You'd have to say, I'll grab an extra box or a bag of can of pork and beans and an extra mm-hmm. macaroni and cheese and a thing of tomato soup and dump it in, and that's $4 or $5. Now I'm like, are you kidding me? I just out of curiosity, year ago when I started becoming edumacated about all this, I went and thought, I wonder how much, say $80 a month. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. And I went, well, you got to be kidding me. For a baggage of disposable diapers. So that's why, if you know, if you're thinking, I'm not going to spend that kind of money and bring you a whole big bag of diapers, you don't have to. Cash is also very appreciated. But if you, listen, if you break open the bag, you know what I mean? If you take half home for yourself and leave half for them, they'll accept that too because you repackage anyway. But I want to understand this. How do you, okay, when these trucks arrive, have you got real big discount pricing from like Kimberly-Clark or Pampers or whoever these people are? How do you get this supply at a lower rate? Because volume, volume, volume. But I can't imagine that they want to give away their product for free. After all, that's their business, and how they profit their stockholders is by making a better baby diaper. So how does that all work?
Yes, you're right about that. So we are members of the National Diaper Bank Network. And so diaper companies actually work through the network to give diaper banks a break. And so we're getting them pretty much at wholesale and maybe a little under in some cases. Now, we work with McKesson, who happens to be a medical supply company. Because we're a smaller bank, we may not, you know, be able to order the quantity that, say, Huggies, you know, demands to get the good price break. But we order, you know, at least every other month, if not monthly, kind of depends upon the need of our partners. But so they come in on pallets, and we should give a real shout out to Quincy University, because at the North Campus, they have just given us space where we have a nice little, we call it the diaper depository. So they come in, they go out. And so we don't pay anything for that. We're pretty fortunate. Everything that we've been able to do so far has been done with volunteers. All of the board members are volunteers. You know, their paying gig is somewhere else, but they really believe in the mission of Covered Bottoms Diaper Bank. And so we also have great volunteers who come, and when those, you know, pallets of boxes of diapers are sitting there, they help us break them down. They are wonderful people who count to 25 over and over again on wrapping day, which happens, you know, usually the day after we get a big load in, then those, you know, that's broken down. And we have great partners. St. Peter's has a wonderful group of volunteers who come and help us. And then RSVP. So we connect with that through John Wood Community College. And we can't say enough about the volunteers that we have, not just, you know, QU volunteering that wonderful space, but then they also give us workspace, because you can't, you know, and, you know, it takes a lot of space to have 20 or 25 to 30 people counting, sorting, and then rewrapping and, you know, to put those diapers back into the depository on the shelves.
And they're big. They're bulky.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know much except their sizes. There's newborn to 6. That surely doesn't mean 6 years old. Does it mean 6 years old?
No, it's size 6. Yeah. Yeah, they're still, you and I would think they're still pretty small. But yeah, so
well,
we
some kids don't get, children develop at different
sure,
ages.
Sure, they do, yes.
What, most kids are potty trained by 3?
Yes.
What, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like a size 6 would fit like a 3-year-old.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a big.
Or a big
2.5-year-old or a 2-year-old.
Yeah. Bonkin, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Kids come in all different sizes,
they do.
Too.
They do.
You know, some kids are
yeah.
little petite things even when they're in 7th and 8th grade, and other kids are big strapping, you know, football players by the time they're in 1st grade. So
you're right.
And, you know, the bottom line is we all do this. There's no way to tell your kids. Now, if you're really nice and don't pee for the next 12 hours, you can have a sucker. No, I mean, that's not – I guess that's the thing that's so – amazing to me is we do understand that if you are unemployed or on welfare or whatever your circumstances are, that you're going to need help. And we're going to give you housing assistance. We're going to give you food assistance. We're going to maybe give you a childcare subsidy. But when it comes to something that is absolutely essential, and I don't want to hear any calls from people saying, I used to get the old cloth diaper. You can't send your kids places with those old cloth diapers. So it has become the Pampers Huggies world. I mean, really, is anybody using cloth diapers anymore? I mean, I would imagine there may be a few, but
Yeah, I think there are people who can afford to use them because
you can have a service that comes and takes care
of
that.
Well, or you've got a washing machine and a dryer in the place where you live. You have a vehicle. You don't have to find somebody to take you to the laundromat or ride the bus with your infant and your toddler.
And your stinky load of...
Exactly. So I think we have to think past, because we really are, you know, kind of used... I know Jill and I were talking about this earlier before we came in. It's just, you know, what we consider just, you know, an essential, a washer, a dryer, is a luxury for others. And I think we have to just remember we don't all walk in the same set of shoes or follow the same path or have come from the same path to get where we are today.
We'll close with this thought. Half of all young families with children have experienced unmet diaper needs. That means they're insecure about enough diapers mm-hmm. for their babies. $80 per month per child in diapers. And it's a big mental health stressor for the parents. It causes them to miss work sometimes because they can't send their kids to daycare because they're out of Huggies. Government assistance does not help with diaper procurement. And so a lot of stressors are happening. So you can help next Wednesday from 10 to 6 at Sam's Club. You can also help in some other ways, and we'll close out with that. If folks can't get out there next Wednesday, how can we make a donation and where? Because that's a year-round effort, isn't it, Jillian?
It is, yes. And you can go to our website, which is www.coveredbottoms.org. So www.coveredbottoms.org, and we have a place there where you can donate. So if you can't make it out to Sam's or you want to do it any other time, we'd appreciate you going and logging onto the website and checking us out and donating to help out a great cause.
And maybe if you're a young family and you're just coming out of the need for diapers, maybe after the last one is in diapers, maybe for a few months, just make that check out to Covered Bottoms, and if you do that for a while, then every time somebody else graduates, there'll be enough money to sustain that. So just kind of put your children's needs on par with the needs of others and think about how wonderful it is when you can easily afford to have that necessity at your side. Thank you very much. We're going to step aside. We're going to go up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative, see what's happening in the farm markets today. My guests today, Jillian Starman and Marla Willard with Covered Bottoms Diaper Bank volunteers in our community. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Jillian Starman and Marla Willard are here. They're volunteers with Covered Bottoms Diaper Bank. For those of you who don't think much about it, and I think that's most of us that don't have kids, or maybe even grandkids, because they come kind of with the mom and pop, drop them off at grandma's house, and they come with all the bag of stuff that you need. But people have no idea it costs $80 per month on average to put diapers on a child's bottom. And not having diapers, I mean, it makes sense. It's actually a health issue. Parents who are trying to conserve on their diaper use and let children wet several times or make the big number two before they change diapers put their children at risk, of having some major health issues. Government assistance programs, SNAP and WIC, they don't pay for it. It's just crazy how much it costs. Now, that's where Covered Bottoms comes in. Jillian Starman, you were saying you were prompted to volunteer to be on the board because you'd heard about the good works of Covered Bottoms Diaper Bank. You're new to the board, so we don't expect you to be an expert on this, but what kind of impact do you think we're having in the community?
Well, I mean, my kids are raised, but I remember when they were little, we've talked about it, it's an expense. And we've looked at the cost of food going up. Milk goes up, eggs goes, all your staples have gone up. And so when you have X amount of dollars to spend, where is it going? And, you know, and we've already talked about the fact that, you know, you have to make those choices. And so what we've been finding at Cover Bottoms Diaper Bank is that we can serve right now approximately 270 children in Adams County. And so, you know, these are families that are being supported. And like Marla said, you know, when you're dealing with a stress in a situation and you've got multiple stresses, it makes an impact on those parents. And I think being able, just this one small thing that we can do, if we can alleviate that stress on those parents a little bit, then. And there again, one of the things we don't personally, as a diaper bank, distribute these diapers. We bring them in bulk because we manage that process, but we distribute them through our partner agencies, and I think that's an important. So it's not like you can call us or go, hey, we need diapers, because we don't do that.
Right. So like Child and Family Connection, Community for Christ Assistance Center, Parent and Child Together Pact, West Central Child Care Connection, Cornerstone First Steps, DCFS, Transitions, Parents as Teachers, Salvation Army, those are places that already have the client base. They do the distribution for you. You're the kind of big bulk purveyor of that. When you think about it, 270 children served each month on average. That is 13,500 diapers every month. Does the truck come in every month?
It just kind of depends on how much space we have in the depository at any given time. So we used to do monthly orders. We're trying to, it's transportation has changed a little bit. Yes, it's kind of being charged off to us a little more than it was when we first began. And so we're trying to, you know, go to every other month. But, you know, if we have a need, we may still have to bring in a small shipment in the in-between months. But we certainly are equipped to manage it monthly or every other month, whatever. We have the volunteers, and we have the needs, families that, you know, we're looking at that mission to accomplish, you know, meeting those needs that they have. So when we do know that we're going to need maybe an extra little order or something, we can bring in a team of volunteers. And sometimes it's just the partners come in and just, hey, we just need some size sixes. So come and we'll just wrap and wrap what we need.
Okay. That's the other thing that makes this a little bit, inventory is a little bit difficult, because it's not like a can of beans. It is different sizes of diapers. And yep. I guess you can't be too picky about brand, because whoever will give you a great deal or donate. Right. Do you ever get like seconds or irregulars? Because I'm sitting here thinking, surely at the diaper factory, they have to have one where they, you know, got Elmo upside down or something, instead of throwing those away. How does this work? Where are they always first run?
They are always first runs, and I think it's just because they've really, the diaper, you know, companies themselves really consider this their contribution as well.
And they want the highest quality.
Exactly.
They want, like, oh, I got a Huggies that was a size 4.5.
Yeah.
Not
right.
A 4. We don't want an irregular size or something.
Exactly. So they're really great to work with. I'm going to be honest, you know, that they take this on and make special shipments just to small little diaper banks. We're not talking about sending to, you know, big discount stores or food chains, that sort of thing. So it's we're really fortunate that the National Diaper Bank Network has created those kind of relationships, business relationships that we benefit from.
Okay. And you're talking about, you know, going from an all-volunteer organization and hiring some kind of part-time coordinator. How are you going to get the money for that?
Well, all donations will be used for the program, but we also have some really wonderful funding partners that we write grants to every year. And of course, you know, we have really great support here in Adams County. We're fortunate. We really are resource rich in many ways, because we have so many wonderful organizations that like to give to our causes. And the Kiwanis are great, the Rotary, Quincy Service League, and I can't even name them all. But we also write some rather large grants to the Community Foundation and also the Tracy Family Foundation, because community well-being and families are both parts of their mission, and so we're able to look at them for some of that support. And I think in order to grow, we are going to have to get past that volunteer stage, and we know we can grow because the need is out there.
The need is great, and the grant, I think the reason people are so willing, and I'm sure, Jillian, this was one of the things that motivated you, when you see an all-volunteer organization, you know that if I write a check for $10 and send it to Covered Bottoms, all $10 goes to buy diapers. If I can afford to sponsor, you know, $100 to, you know, for a kid, whatever amount we give, it's going directly right to fixing that need, and that is one of the things that is so great about small grassroots organizations. Mm-hmm. But then the other thing that's not so great about all volunteer organizations is there's an emergency that comes up. Well, Marla can't do it. Jillian can't do it. You know, it's like, so moving forward, just getting at least part-time somebody in charge will be very beneficial. You mentioned the generosity. So many of our service clubs take care of children, and there's no child more vulnerable than the one that's not potty trained. They can't even speak up for themselves. Mm-hmm. Since the Covered Bottoms Diaper Bank has been in operation, have you heard any anecdotal facts from the health department or doctors or pediatricians that some of their clients have actually seen more healthy outcomes with the babies?
We haven't been following that, you know, in a way to even document
because
it.
Because you're volunteers, you don't have time to do that.
That's exactly right. So we also feel like this is a good thing, that one of the things that we would like to bring someone on to, just to help us track some of that. But we do know from our partner agencies that families are more involved in some of the plans, that they have for them to try to, resolve some of those challenges, that they're more committed, keeping appointments, those kind of things. And I think that's really what we wanted this to become, that, you know, for families, that they would feel like, okay, this is being met because I'm a part of this group. And so, and they seem to be more more open to some of the, you know, work plans or improvement plans or whatever you want to call them, those personal growth plans that they put together with their, case teams at our partner organizations.
Well, that's just it. DCFS, Transition, Salvation Army, the Child Care Connections. These all have plans to help you. If you can't afford diapers for your children, you can't afford a lot of things for your children, and so your family does need some counseling and some help. So it's nice to know. And like you said, I'm sure you reach out to pediatricians with Blessing, Quincy Medical Group, you know, wherever, to let them know that, hey, if you see somebody whose child obviously needs, because, you know, when you just think about wipes, diapers, diaper rash cream, baby powder, you know, all kinds of stuff. So next Wednesday, you know, within reason, I mean, they can't take everything, but, well, I'll take a lot, but, you know, I always know, I use baby wipes at home, just not for babies. But, you know, I always take, buy one and give half, you know, away. I was just giving them to the food bank. Because, frankly, even though I know about you guys, it's like, so I just take them down and give them to the food bank. Because, trust me, people need them. But
they do.
Everybody needs it. So next Wednesday, September 25th, from 10 in the morning till 6 at Sam's Club, obviously you can buy diapers there in bulk. You can buy wipes there in bulk. There may be some. Do you take, like, diaper rash cream, is that something you take? Or?
If someone brings something, we know our partners can put it to good use. We don't have a way to store lots of it or that sort of thing, but if someone's got something, hey, we never opened this, it's whatever, then we can do that.
Okay, and remember, one of the best ways to give is just cash. It's expensive. Walking, it's not like, well, I'll throw in an extra macaroni and cheese for the food truck. Or the Super Bowl Sunday where I'll buy an extra can of soup or whatever. I mean, I'm not buying an $80 box of diapers. That may be beyond my capability. But I can certainly write a check for $10, drop it off that Wednesday, September 25th, or just go to coveredbottoms.org and donate online. Coveredbottoms.org is the way to go. Okay.
That would be great.
Jillian Starman, the quietest I've ever seen her. Great board member. By the way, Jillian,
yes,
while you're here, I'm going to put you to work. Mm-hmm. American Business Women's Association, of which you are a proud past president.
I am.
You are, and I'm a member of that group. Thanks to you, I think, was one of the people that invited me. Mark your calendars for April 5th, because we're going to have our big new themed dance this year, Dancing Through the Decades. So.
We are super excited. We have got a lot of new, younger members that have joined us over the last year and a half to 2 years, and we have a lot of new folks that are on our different committees. They're excited. They're eager to get out and do things. So, yeah, we're really, really super stoked for this.
Yeah, it's not just old folks like me and
Jillian. No.
There's a lot of young kids, too. We always meet on the first Thursday of every month. So go to the American Business Women's Association website for more information. Thank you, ladies, for stopping by today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.